3.15. Interview with a professor of classics. Part 2.
If you could go back in time, is there one particular historical period that you'd like to go back to?
I think it'd be a terrible kind of punishment to be made to go back in history, you know, particularly if you're a woman. You know, there is not a single historical period in world history where women had halfway as decent a time as they do now. So deciding to go back there, that would be a self-inflicted punishment. I think I'd rather go in the future. And there's also, I mean, even for men, there's considerable disadvantages about the past, no antibiotics and no aspirin.
Today, we live in a celebrity culture, but in Meet the Romans, you focus on the lives of the ordinary people in Rome. Was that a conscious decision to try to get people away from celebrity culture?
I was rather pleased that people did actually find, the non-celebrity version of the Romans interesting. And in some ways, if it was a small antidote to modern celebrity culture, I'm extremely pleased. I think that wasn't quite what was driving me, though, because I think the celebrities of the ancient world are so remote from us in some ways. And one of the things that puts people off ancient history is that, the big narrative books, the kind of the history of the big men, never seem to answer all those questions that we know we all want to know about the ancient world, or any period in the past. Where did they go to the loo? And actually, I think people are often shortchanged in terms of the providing an answer to questions which are really good ones. In the end, most of us, most women, don't know about men, most women, do really want to know what having a baby was like before the advent of modern obstetrics. That's a big question. It's not simply because it's intimate and female doesn't mean it's a less important question than why Julius Caesar was assassinated. And actually, world history contains a lot more people like me and my family and women and slaves and people who, want to do many of the things that we want to do, but they can't clean their teeth because there's no such thing as an ancient toothbrush. Now, how does that feel? And I'm not saying in that, I guess, that those big bloke-ish issues aren't important. The assassination of Julius Caesar, is an event in world history that has formed how we look at every other assassination since. When Kennedy's assassinated, we see that partly in relationship to that formative, defining bit of political assassination in Rome. But it's not the only way that Rome's important.